and you're listening on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. An F-16 fighter jet crashed in Michigan's Upper Peninsula Tuesday night. The cause of the crash and the whereabouts of the pilot are still unknown. Nicole Walton covers the Upper Peninsula for WNMU in Marquette. She joins us over the phone to fill us in. Hey, Nicole.
Hi, Kendra.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly crashed where?
It was an F-16 Fighting Falcon assigned to the Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing out of Madison. Now, it crashed last night around 8 o'clock in the Hiawatha National Forest. It was in Delta County, just north of the Garden Peninsula, and it reportedly crashed in a very heavily wooded rural area.
Do we know if anyone was hurt or killed?
Well, at this time, the pilot has not been located. There have been crews with local agencies, the Coast Guard, and other military crews that have searched. They searched overnight, they searched this morning, and continue to search. They reportedly brought in heat-detecting equipment to try to find the pilot last night, and they are looking on the ground, in the air, and in the water, but have not been able to locate the pilot at this time. Now, there are anecdotal reports that the pilot may have ejected, but those reports just haven't been confirmed. And because it was such a rural area, I mean, it's a national forest, so it's full of trees, nobody on the ground was reportedly hurt.
So do we have any idea on why or how this happened?
Well, it was just part of a routine training mission. The nighttime missions were scheduled for Monday through Thursday of this week. Now, usually they happen in the daytime, but officials say that the nighttime missions needed to be done to sort of round out the pilot's training. And that's when it happened. And the flight pattern often brings the aircraft over the UP. We just don't know yet what caused the aircraft to crash. It's still really early in the investigation.
What's the local response been? Does anyone have anything interesting to say about this crash?
Well, it's a bit of a shock for everybody. And the fighter wing commander, Colonel Bart Van Roo, says everybody at the base in Madison is really part of a tight-knit family. So when something like this happens, it's really a shock, of course. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has released a statement saying he was devastated by the news of the crash. He said he's praying for the pilot's safe return, and his heart goes out to the pilot's family and all the members of the 115th Fighter Wing. Now, the thing that is good about this process of searching is that there's very little snow in the area. This December has been unusually warm. We haven't had a lot of precipitation, and the leaves are off the trees. So even though it is dense woods, it's better going now than it would have been, say, a couple of years ago with deep snow. So everybody's just really hoping that pilot can be found safe and sound.
That was WNMU's Nicole Walton. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Kendra.